When the object is pleasant, we think that it's kusala vipaka, but who knows exactly, because someone might like the unpleasant object, because at that moment it's gone, the citta which experiences is no more, because the like or dislike fall after 3 moments, after seeing or experiencing. That's why thinking about moment of experiencing an object, that is vipaka for sure, but who knows what's there? Because when we see the flower, but it's not as yesterday, see, it's different. And we cannot tell, even at moment of seeing something in a flower, whether what is kusala vipaka and what is the object of a kusala vipaka. Because like or dislike followed later, after seeing there is something tenang, no like or dislike yet. So how can anyone understand the distinguish between the pleasant object and unpleasant object? To be pinpointed, it's impossible. But we judge by the like or dislike, pleasant or unpleasant object, according to one's accumulation.
好，老师这边的重点呢是，我们会去判断，根据我们累积的喜爱或不喜欢的这种累积的习性来判断，刚刚的经验是善报还是不善报。但事实上，那一刻如此之快哦，经验的对象到底是可喜的或不可喜的，我们并不知道。然后紧接着，这个经验就成为被那个经验本身又成为被思考的对象。那回到刚才讲的重点，就是怎么去思考这个经验呢？跟累积的贪爱嗔恨有关系。
Why one would like to know whether it is kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka, as long as it's the I who experiences that object as something, see? So how can there be the understanding of moment when seeing or hearing arises to know whether it experiences the pleasant or unpleasant object?
但是这里最重要的是，我们会习惯是我在经验某个东西，我在经验舒服或不舒服的东西。那这样子怎么能够了解眼识、耳识这些是无我的呢？怎么可能会培养正念升起的条件
？Does everyone at this moment understand the seeing as not I, only that which arises and experience, that which appears, and that which appears gone? So how can there be the moment of precisely know?What object as whether it's pleasant or unpleasant?
现在这里有人有谁可以了解升起并不是我在看，是眼识经验的那个经由眼根出现的色尘。如果这个不够知道那一刻是善报还是不善报呢？
Just learn to know that this moment there is no self, rather than trying to find out whether that object which has gone is pleasant or unpleasant.For kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka, they are all gone.
我们要学习的关键的点是，现在并没有人哦，而不是那个已经灭去的经验，那个灭去的被看到或被听到的对象，然后试着要去想说它是善的还是不善的。但是现在呢
？It's only thinking about realities, but what about at moment of seeing? There is only seeing and that which is seen. No, sorry.Whether it is kusala or akusala cannot be known.
其实我们是在讨论法，我们也是一直在想着法而已。但是在看的那一刻呢，在看的那一刻，跟被看到的，就是这里的重点，就是我们会一直想着法，可是却忽略了去思考现在在看的时候是什么被看到，什么在看。
As much as one can know is just about the moment, which is.Dukkha or sukha, pleasant or unpleasant object, because the difference of the cause of moment which experienced that object, whether it is the akusala kamma or akusala kamma, even that is not known, as long as there is no understanding of that which now sees as not I at all. Because even right now, it's not known yet about that which is seen and that which is experienced.So how can there be the understanding of all dharmas which are not self, even at moment of experience, a pleasant object or unpleasant object? We can know only when there is pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling from that object which is experienced. It's now this moment.
我们现在呢， 如果我们现在并不能够清楚的去区分那个去经验的比如眼识，以及那个被经验到的比如色尘，知道更进一步的细节关于这个被经的去经验的是善报还是不善报呢，这个是更高的智慧。那我们都会根据我们现在觉得愉快或不愉快来判断。
Attachment can be known. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting can be known. But what about the object, which is pleasant or unpleasant? Can it be known? So, as long as it does not appear whether it is pleasant object or unpleasant object, because seeing just sees, hearing just hears, how can there be the understanding of that which is experienced as pleasant or unpleasant? As much as one can know, is only there is pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling of that object.
嗯哼，那么这跟上一段的重点是一样的强调，就是眼识它只是去看而已，眼识它只是去看而已。那如果连这个都不能区分清楚，我们怎么能够知道在看的时候那一刻眼识的
那时候
的贪爱或什么
pleasant or unpleasant? See, it's so difficult to realize that. So how can there be the understanding of the object which conditioned the pleasant or unpleasant feeling?
所以更何况是那个所缘呢，它成为愉快或不愉快的一个因缘的条件呢，这个是更高的智慧去了解的。
So we learn to understand what is now appearing, but even that is not very easy to understand at all. For example, this moment of feeling.
现在就有出现的法，可是即使它现在在出现，它也不是那么容易可以了解哦。那老师刚举的例子，我比如说。现在眼识我们明明有在看，明明有在听，但是眼识有或者耳识有被了解吗？
So the point was that we don't know whether the object experience now, the visible object or the sound, the experiencing of it, whether it's kusala or akusala vipaka. Usually we're just influenced by the feeling, like in the pop concert, if there's pleasant feeling, we assume the object experienced was pleasant, or if there's unpleasant feeling, we assume the object was unpleasant, but it's just speculating about it.
嗯哼，所以这边的重点就是，被看到、被听到的对象呢，到底是可喜或不可喜的，我们其实是不知道的。在看跟在听的那一刻，他们的感受其实是中性的。但是接下来呢，不管是贪婪或嗔恨所伴随的愉快或不愉快的感受，成为我们去推测的一个根据了。但是我们并不知道真实的状况是什么。因为接下来是贪婪或嗔恨，每个人是不一样的习性。
And even now, the feeling changes so rapidly. Moments of pleasant feeling, moments of unpleasant feeling. When it's pleasant feeling, we assume that it's kusala vipaka, listening to dharma. But even when we talk about listening to dharma, there is the hearing of different sounds, some pleasant, some unpleasant, the seeing of different visible objects.So we cannot just say it's all kusala vipaka when listening to dharma at this moment.
所以像我们现在听佛法，其实有非常非常多的声音在出现哦，在周遭，或者是有非常多被东西被看到，所以我们不能说听佛法的过程都一直是善报。
Or there may be moments of kusala vipaka, hearing of pleasant sound.And the moment, maybe moments of wise reflection, but these are just so momentary and then gone, and then moments of clinging, moments of aversion, moments of ignorance as usual. So impossible to pinpoint what is kusala vipaka now or what is akusala vipaka.
在报心之后呢，眼识耳识之后呢，那么也许我们在听佛法，也许会去思会，也许有那么一刻智慧升起了，但是。也可能是有贪爱这些听佛法，或者是听的佛法很愉快，那么是不可能去直接说这一刻是什么果报善报还是不善报，我们目前没有这个能力的。
But we study about these different realities to know that these are all just different passing dharmas, each one conditioned, each one anatta, each one of no.significance because it's gone already, so it doesn't matter at all right now whether it's kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka, because it's just a moment of seeing or hearing that is born instantly.
那么我们学习佛法呢，了解这些法，不管是善报不善报，或者是贪爱嗔恨，但是这些法它升起就立刻灭了，它是阿那达，它是无我的，它是非我的，它灭了它不重，就马上灭去的，它其实是没有什么显著的重要性的。
And there seems to be a certain fascination with the question of whether current moment of experiencing is kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka, or whether the object is pleasant or unpleasant one, because this question comes up quite often in many forms. But we should remember that it is not really part of the understanding of what is appearing, awareness and understanding of what is appearing at the present moment.
刚刚声音有点断断续续的，那我想这样在讲的就是说，我们很容易会对什么感到觉得很有兴趣，就是善报啊不善报啊，愉快的不愉快的对象啊，但是真正的重点还是在有没有培养条件，有觉知升起，有智慧升起。
Because awareness and understanding of what is appearing at the present moment refers to a characteristic of the conditioned reality that is now appearing.
当我们谈觉知跟智慧呢，他们的对象是现在正在出现的法。那么这些出现的法，它是 conditioned 的，它是有因缘的，它是因缘条件的。这个 condition 它是有什么特征呢？这些法它有什么特征可以被了解？
So the characteristic of sound, for example, is that it is that which is experienced by hearing consciousness, nothing more, just the bare object of that moment of experiencing.
比如声音呢，声音它的特征就只是被听到，没有更多了，它就只是被耳识去经验，被听到而已。
The awareness and understanding that arises, especially at beginning levels, does not pay attention to, does not.Know whether necessarily whether that object is a pleasant, inherently pleasant or unpleasant one.
那么对智慧在初期的阶段呢，即使已经能够去经验声音呢或耳识呢，在那个时候他还没有能力可以了解这个对象是可喜的或不可喜的。
And it is much more important that one understands more at an intellectual level about the.Characteristics of the different realities than to know more about how an object can be pleasant or unpleasant by nature.
那在理智上智慧的阶段呢，去在理智上了解各个法的特征是远比这、就是远就是更为重要的，是比了解这些被经验的对象是愉快或不愉快来的重要多了。
But I think.The reality is that most of us are fascinated to know for ourselves whether which moments of our experiencing are result of wholesome karma and which are result of unwholesome karma in the past.
所以一样哦，就是我们很容易就是会很感兴趣我们的经验的现在是善报还是不善报，因为我们很关心愉快不愉快这件事情。
But for the reasons I've explained, that can be a distraction from.The importance of understanding the true nature of present moment reality.
但是这件事情呢，会让我们离开更重要的事情，就是了解现在出现的法，它们的特征。
As John mentioned, it's because of the clinging to I, clinging to self, clinging to my results. There is understanding of what is seen now or what is heard now. No concern about whether.The experience is kusala or akusala vipaka.
所以就像老师刚刚提醒我们的，就是因为我的这个认为我存在的这个错误看法，会特别关心我在经验的愉快不愉快的善报或不善报。那这些都让我们忽略了更重要的事情。
Is this the question about one body and two heads?
You want to talk about this?
I think that it's clear when there is no one at all. But if we think of a person with two heads, it's quite a question. See, but actually, there is nothing which arises to experience, and that which is experienced in a moment, no matter what it is at all, two or three heads, two eyes or one eye or three eyes, it doesn't matter.
有个问题哦，是我跟老师之前聊到的，就是像连体婴或双胞胎，有些动物呢是两个头，但是一个身体，那它两个头 A 跟 D， 它会去看不同的东西，所以有不同的眼门过程，但是它同一个身体看起来好像只有一个心脏哦，那难道它只有一个一门过程吗？或者是它的眼耳鼻舌身的根门，它是同它们共用同一双手、同一条、同两只脚，那它们在被烫到的时候，或者是被痛的时候，它们是不是同一个身体的根门？那老师刚刚是说，当我们去想着有人、有东西的时候呢，这些问题就出来了。可是事实上，我们如果再回到心所跟设法呢，就不会有这些问题。
In reality, no matter it is one head and one eye or two eyes or three eyes at all, right?
Right. 那么在究竟实相里面呢，就只是心所设法五蕴在生命而已，跟你一只眼、两只眼、两个头没有关系。
No doubt.
No doubt in the absolute sense.
And the truth is that no eye, no head, no arm, see? So it's just a moment which is conditioned as long as there is the eye base and that which impinges on it, and then it conditioned just a moment of seeing, then gone completely. And this is the absolute of reality at this moment.
所以真相是不管是几个眼睛几个头在看的时候，就是色尘撞击眼根，眼视去经验。 Okay, but actually I ask a following question. So for a newly born baby with two heads but just one heart.
Yes, but what about the eye base and the heart base? See, they are only rupas conditioned by karma. That's all. As long as that karma is ready to produce results, it can be moment of birth or puvanga or seeing or hearing and so forth. No one there.
Yes,
this is the point. Otherwise, there must be the world with many things and people.
Right. There's no atta. But the question was about, it's from one karma or from two karma. If there are two heads with two different seeings, two different eye door process, but there could be two different hadayas. Now, if two hadayas, that means from two different karma, right?
What do you mean by two hataya? It is the base for cittas, which are not the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, that's all. Even sampatichana and panchatvaravachana must depend on the heart base.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
When it comes to the absolute truth, no doubt about the truth, that actually there's no one and no thing. What we take as the whole face or head, there are so many, many minute rupas, and what moment can be object of experiencing, that's all, only one object, so it cannot be I, the whole I, white or dark, or the head or the hair on the nose at all, only that moment which is conditioned to arise and experience, and then no more at all in samsara.
老师强调的呢是，不管这些头啊、身体啊，这些都是概念哦。那我们就很容易陷入这些概念里。但是在正念、在究竟法被了解的那一刹那的世界里面，其实就是一个心跟一个被经验的法觉知跟法被经验的，没有这些所谓的身体啊、头啊、眼睛这些概念。
Yes, there's the sky now.
现在有天空吗？
Trees and birds, see, all comes from a moment of experiencing, and that which is experienced arises and falls away in split seconds. That's all. That is the subtlety of the realities that can be developed little by little to understand one reality at a time.
现在有天空吗？有树木，有鸟吗？那么这些都是来自于这些根本的快速的心去经验对象之后呢，那么很快的在一门就会想象出来。那我们一直在错过，我们一直不知道的是，就是出现的法
As long as it's still something there, that cannot be the idea of no self, because it is something. And the thinking of something is another reality. That's all. Just arise and falls away all the time.
所以在我们习惯上的思考里面，总是有个人、有东西在想哦。 那这个时候，是不可能有真正的真见了解，并没有人，没有东西，并没有直接经验，其实只是法而已。那这是去想的这个人或某个东西的那个去想的那个想，本身也是一个法，升起就灭去，就这样子而已，非常快。So
one can understand that one studies the teachings with the idea of I any moment until there can be direct awareness of a reality that we are learning about right now.
所以我们会也自然的会用一个我在读佛法，有一个我在学佛法，即使那个你没有想着我在学佛法，但是有一个我在那边学佛法，其实是在。And
before that can be known as just no one, because a reality only appears, so nothing in it at all, around it, nothing. Otherwise, there must be something and I all the time. That's why there are so many level of understanding.
那么因为智慧的累积有非常非常多不同的层次哦，那在我们理智上的了解的过程中，我们一定还是在有某个东西，某个人的这种很容易会在这种的状况里。那所以我们其实一开始很正确的了解，并没有人没有我。为什么老师这么强调？是因为一开始这个必须要坚定的。 建立起来.
Many jetasikas arise with one jitta from moment to moment, perform the functions even right now. No one there. Even thinking is not self, it's conditioned to have different thoughts from time to time.
那么心呢会有心所伴随，现在每一刻每一刻有很多不同种类的心跟不同的心所，但是 这些的重点，这些都不是我，都不是由谁支配升起的。每一刻都是这样子在过去。
No matter thinking arises to think, no understanding of that thinking even right now, as it's just in a moment, that's all.
那么我们常讲眼思而是不是我，但是去想的也不是我，去想的那个也是一刻就过去了。
Can this be directly aware of?
它可以成为正念经验的直接经验觉知的对象吗？
Without intellectual understanding, there is no conditions for the direct awareness to arise at all. That's why Panya can understand the difference between understanding each word one by one, to know more that actually there cannot be anything in it at all.
那如果没有在理智上能够了解这些法的本质是什么，它的特征是什么，那么又怎么可能有因缘条件去直接经验这些法呢？ 那怎么可能去了解这些法，它里面其实是找不到我跟属于我的任何东西呢？
So the idea of I'm in this room listening to the teachings of the Buddha cannot be there anymore when there is moment of direct awareness of just a reality to study, to learn, to understand that moment as yourself.
那么在正念的那一刻，直接觉知法的那一刻呢？ 不会有一个我现在在屋子里面在讨论佛法，不会有这些想法，不会有这些概念。
That's why it's long way or long time to develop such understanding of this very moment. Otherwise, it is not the understanding of the teachings, better than just listening and thinking.
那么，所以它需要很长的时间呢，去累积这个条件，能够直接经验法，让思念住可以升起哦，是需要很长的时间的哦。那我们。 在理智上的阶段呢，常常就只是陷入在想而已，想，可是我们以为那就是思慧哦。
What about the moment of, for example, I'm sitting in the room and seeing the cloud, no understanding of what is there at all, because it's something there, and I'm in the room and seeing the cloud, see? So how many moments of not understanding the truth? Only the words of the teaching can lead us little by little to understand the truth of what appears now.
就像我如果现在坐在房间看着外面的云，这个并没有了解真相是什么。这么这个时刻一直过去，一直过去。那我坐在房间，你看着外面的云，这些全部都只是表面的故事情境而已。
No doubt about how it is now, and see now. they are all real just for a very short moment,
mm-hmm.
and they're completely gone.
那个一根或者是眼视呢，不管是这些五蕴中的或者是心心所设法，他们一升起就立刻完全灭去了。
Close your eyes. Where's the room? Where's the cloud? Not there anymore. At moment of nothing appears through this eye or seeing. Yeah, just close one's eyes. Where's the cloud? And where's the room? And where's everything?Which, mm-hmm. as soon as one opens one's eye, they are all there.
就像我们现在把眼睛闭起来，你看到的那些云啊，或者是房间啊，在哪里呢？一旦我们眼睛一张开来，它要全部在又出现了。
And is there any time in the day thinking about this?
我们在一天之中有真的去思考法吗
？Far away from this moment. That's why the teachings of the Buddha each would lead to understand what appears now.
一直是远离现在正在出现的法，我们的习惯性在想东想西，但是都一直在远离这个目前正在出现的法。
Is the touching now? Hardness appears now. What is the understanding of that as of self? It can begin after hearing and considering a lot about the truth of it as only that which is experienced. Nothing appears there.
现在有碰触吗？有出现硬的特征吗？有多少了解这个硬的特征并不是什么东西的呢？它是桌子的硬吗？那我们一天之中有真的多少次机会在思考这些真相呢？
Remember that the understanding of the Buddha's word will lead to understand whatever appears little by little.
那么透过了解佛陀说的描述的真相呢？我们才能够逐渐真的了解现在正在发生的真相。
That's why there must be intellectual understanding to be conditions for direct awareness. Otherwise, who knows about the truth of reality right now?
所以一定要在闻慧之后能够思考现在正在出现的法，在理智上思考了解正在出现的法，才能够真的经验法。
That's why just talking about the one body and two heads can bring about this movement as it is. As does the heart disappear or the two heads in the body.
所以我们可以讨论这些两个头一个身体啊一根啊这是一根有没有出现呢那头跟身体这些都不是究竟实相。
And we know, Vincent, that for each stream of jitters, there is only one jitter arising at any given moment, one jitter at a time, and that jitter has to fall away before the next jitter can arise.
那么在任何一个心事之流呢，一次只会每一刻只会有一个心哦。那么这个上一刻的心不灭去，这一刻的心是不会升起的。
So it doesn't matter, as Ajahn said, whether it's one head or two or one eye or three or four eyes.There's only ever one moment of consciousness at a given instant.
Right. 所以在任何一个心事之流呢，任何一刻本来就会只有一个心。
On the other hand, where there are two streams of consciousness, such as perhaps in the case of conjoined twins, then for each stream of consciousness, there is one jitta at a given moment.But what is experienced by one stream of consciousness cannot be known at all by the other stream of consciousness.
嗯哼，那么如果是连体因这种两条心事之流呢？那么一样不会心事之流，你不会去知道另外一个的心事之流。John, if they share the same body, and then let's say they touch the fire.
Sorry, who is they?
The conjoined twin
body. What are you talking about?
The conjoined twin. The baby share the same body, share the same hand, and touched by the same body. Is this possible? They are the same body sense.
But they would be the body's consciousness of one stream cannot know what is experienced by the body consciousness of another stream.
Mm-hmm.
And the rupas that are conditioned in one stream of consciousness cannot be rupas that are conditioned in the other stream of consciousness.
Right, right. Even though it looks like the same hand hurt by the fire or the hot tea. Okay.
Yeah, we can't know which stream of consciousness and which rupa is conditioned by which karma are arising at a given instant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 我那时候问的问题就是说，这个连体音呢？ 他如果他的身体有些部分是共用的，那他身体的根本是不是同样，只是一组而已？可是这边教的意思是说，他心识之流是两个不同的心识之流，不同的心识之流呢，他在任何一刻呢，都不会知道另外一刻的心识之流，他们经验的对象也不会是一样的，即使表面上看起来好像是，就是只要是两个不同的心识之流，就是各自在运作。
那是同一个生根吗？那是来自于同一个生根吗？那是来自于同一个看起来是，可是不会是，
因为它只是两组不同的心识之流，但是在表面上看起来是混在一起的。
Otherwise, it's just like the question about the two people in the
concert.
It seems that they have the same experience because they're sitting right next to each other, and it seems they're hearing the same sounds. Like now it seems Jonathan and I are hearing the same sound of the same voices and the air conditioner and so on. But actually, each moment, each citta arises by its own conditions and experiences its object quite different from the next citta, quite different from the citta of another the person sitting next to one.
Different karma, different vipaka.
Different karma, different vipaka at each moment and for each stream, as Jonathan said. So just because the twins seem to share the body and so on, but each moment, different experiences. For one too hot, for one too cold, different objects experienced, different moments of different kinds of thinking about what's experienced.
Right.
All by different conditions.
Right. And Pat was asking, but the body sense, is that come from the same karma for the twin or two different parts of the body sense?
Do you want to just translate what I said first?
Right. Okay. 刚刚 Sarah 说呢，我们刚刚的问题是说，那这个连体音呢，他们如果手 他们是分享，他们是共用同一只手，那这手被烫到的时候呢，他是否是同样的经验呢？但是两个不同的心识之流，每一刻的心是不同的经验。那Sarah的比喻是说，就像我们刚刚讲的那个听音乐会，同样两个人紧紧的坐在一起，听到同样的声音，这是其实是不同的经验，就跟那个双胞胎的意思是一样的，你那个。 好像经验同一个被烫到，经验同一个，好像是经验同一个锁人，事实上是不同的经验。
So Pat's question, it's impossible to know which karma is conditioning which sense base at which moment. So it's possible that what appears to us the same hand can be conditioned by a different karma at different moments, belonging to a different sense stream. Belonging to a different stream of jitters.
好，所以Pat，你有听到吗？ 刚刚这样的回答是说，看起来好像是同一只手，可是事实上，这两个双胞胎，这两个不同的心识之流，在经验身识在经验那个对象的时候，一定是不同的业，一定是各自的。它不会有，因为业是企图嘛，它不会有同样的企图带来同样的结果。 它是不同的业带来的结果，即使看起来是同样的手，但是我们不可能知道在那一刻呢是什么业带来，哪个业带来什么结果给你是资料。All
these condition, different conditions that are applying at different moments are unknown to us. It is just pure speculation, actually, on our part as to what is the explanation for a given conventional situation.
那么所以这些业力业报它的复杂精细跟它的快速的生灭不是我们可以想象了解的，那我们很容易会去推测，根据传统上表面上看到的状况来推测。
他们会不会是有这个共业的一部分，就是连体的那个
？Okay, the question is about do they have the common karma and share the same result?
Well, there is no such thing as common karma. How could there be? Because karma is the jetana mental factor in a given stream of consciousness. So whatever is happening in stream of consciousness A is karma for that stream of consciousness, and the result is experienced within that stream of consciousness, and the same for stream B, completely separate.
首先呢，我们这边很容易听到共业哦，那事实上没有共业这件事情，因为什么是业？业是私心所，那么每一个人的心那个时候出现的私心所伴随的私心所不可能是一样的，没有两个心的私心所会是一样的，业是不可能是相同的，所以不会有所谓的相同的业带来的相同的业的结果。所以共业呢只是一个表面上的故事，那究竟在实际的状况里面真相里面是没有共这件事情的，因为不可能是一样的。
Conventionally we can talk about a shared experience as in result of karma, but for reasons that Ajahn and Sarah have been explaining, there's no such thing as shared experience because each person experiences according to the karma in that stream of consciousness previously committed.
我们在传统上呢可以看到好像我们在分享我们在经验同样的事情哦，但是事实上每一刻每一刻的经验呢，如果是眼耳鼻舌身，这个的经验一定是各自的心识之流之前的业力带来的结果，不会是一样的。在表面上看起来好像共同在分享同样的事情，在做同样的事情，但是是不会一样的。事实上这就是之前我们聊讲过心是单独的。
And each moment of body sense conditioned by karma arises and falls away instantly. So the body sense that's experienced nowIt's different from the body sense a moment ago, and it can be anywhere all over the body. So when there is touching now, the tangible objects impinged on the body sense here or anywhere, and there is the experience of hardness or coldness, but that body sense falls away immediately. It can't be shared and it can't arise again.
生近色呢，或者是生根呢？它也是业带来的结果，它升起就灭去，非常的快啊！所以当我们碰到冷热或碰到软硬或肚子觉得饿或头重重，不管怎么样，这些去它这些成为心去经验的一个所谓的根的地方，它其实立刻就灭去了，它不会有分享的，它没有它升起来心去经验一个对象就灭了，它并没有成为一个分享不同的心一起来分享。
And the seeing now.Which arises and experiences visible object and falls away, it can't be shared with any other seeing because it's just that moment of seeing and gone. And so it's the same with touching hardness or coldness. It's just that one moment of touching, but it can't be shared with any other touching. So no shared vipaka or shared karma at all.
Mm-hmm.所以就像跟眼识的例子也是一样哦，跟生根的意思就是眼识在眼根经验色尘，那么那个眼根是业的结果，眼识也是业报哦，但是他们就是各自的心识之流，那个眼根不会有两个眼识来同时经验一个色尘。
We may think we have the shared experience listening to the Dharma discussion or enjoying the same warm feelingBut it's just thinking about a situation. It's not the understanding of reality at this moment.
现在哦，一起在听佛法，对不对？我们一起在听解释，但是好像是同样的业带来的结果，它不会是同样的业带来的结果。每一刻，每一刻太快了，每一刻到底是什么业 再带来什么业报，我们不知道。
You cannot even say there's touching at the same moment, or hearing at the same moment, or seeing at the same moment. We cannot say anything like that.
嗯哼，那看啊，听啊，想，这都不同的时刻哦。那在同一条心思之流，那在不同的心思之流，我们根本也不知道同一刻到底是哪个心思之流在听，哪个心思之流在想，哪个心思之流在看。
So this is why the Buddha said that for all of us, we are heirs to our own karma, not another's karma.
这也是佛陀讲的个人造业，个人继承哦，所以不会有共业，自己的业自己继承。
就是说，他这个双胞胎，譬如他们两个，就是连体，因他们两个在同一个房间里面开空调，那他身体一样，但是他可能是不是说感受到的这个冷热，也是不一样的，就是说。应该是这样是吧？
大壮 want to confirm. So if we combine example, if the twin baby in the room with the air conditioning, and one may feel cold, one may feel pleasant. 所以大壮是的，就是这两个连体婴儿呢，在冷气房里面，他们看起来是同一个身体，但是有可能一个舒服，一个是冷，他们会有一样的经验。
For one, each is experiencing result of their own karma. So one may be experiencing result of past kusala karma.
所以是哦，那对连体婴呢，在冷气房里面，他们各自在有各自的业报。所以即使是同样一个房间里，同样的冷气里面，有一个的可能是愉快的，有一个可能是不愉快的，但是。这个刚解释过了，我们也不能从愉快不愉快来判断善报或不善报，这个跟累积的习性还是有关系的。
And this is what is meant by realities being conditioned. They are conditioned by conditions that are not apparent to us, that are not known to us. And these conditions are working all the time, silently and invisibly.
那我们说呢，这些法的生灭都是因缘和合，那这些因缘和合的条件，它是有条件的。那些条件的运作呢，是看不到的，是默默的在运作的。
The mother thinks that if she changes the air conditioning or changes the food, then the baby will be happy and everything will be fine. But who can change past karma?
嗯哼，那么当小朋友妈妈们照顾小朋友的时候，可能会认为我做这个做那个可以让。小孩子怎么样哦？那是表面上的而已哦，在究竟实相里，没有谁存在去改。
So many conditions at work at each moment to bring about the citta now. Sometimes karma, sometimes the accumulated tendencies, many different conditions. So the reality arising now could not be any other way. It has to be the way it is because.Different conditions.
每一刻呢，其实有非常多的因缘条件正在发生哦。那不管我们在那一刻是业报，或者在一刻是喜欢贪爱的业力的时候，都有非常非常多的因缘条件正在发生。它发生，它就一定是那样子，它不可能是别的样子。
And only by understanding more about the reality appearing now can be the understanding of how life moves on.Whilst we just speculate about different situations, such as about conjoined twins or sitting together in the music concert, we can never understand reality. So this is why we always have to come back to talking about seeing now, what is seen now, hearing now, what is heard now, and so on.
所以不管我们在讨论的是连体婴啊，或者是一起听音乐啊，这些。都是情境上表面上的情境，它并不会，我们并没有办法真正了解现在正在出现的法，也只有真正了解现在正在出现的法以及它们的特征是什么，我们才能够真正了解什么叫做生命，什么是真相。没有问题了，对不对？这个主题，
我想确认一下，我有一个问题。我刚刚听了这些讲解之后，老师的讲解之后。就是我们现在所有的现象都是基于过去的 karma， 那是不是说，如果我把这个 karma 这个现象，就是生命所有的法都了解了之后，就不会有轮回？那这个是我刚刚认为是老师想告诉我的，但是我想再知道另外一个观 另外一个面向就是，那我的这一世，我的这个现在，在这个过程当中，需要做什么，扮演什么角色？
嗯哼 ，OK。
我的现在，
OK。There are two points. The first point, Shu Hui, she think, the explanation, the teaching is about learning to understand Dharma, so they can the stop of samsara. But for this life, then what should I do? What can I do?
Is that our understanding is understanding, not understanding is not understanding. Like is like, dislike is dislike. See, no one at all. This should be remembered. Otherwise, we study the teachings with I all the time. But from hearing and thinking and have confidence on the truth of this moment, what was last moment which see, gone completely. So what can you do? Or how can I do this or that? Just learned about the truth that is hidden for a long, long time ago. And only the word of the truth of the Buddha will try now to open it. Even try is not self, it's Chittasika.
有我吗？因为问题是我可以做什么？老师说有我吗？那么了解就是了解，不了解就是不了解，喜欢就是喜欢，不喜欢就是不喜欢。那么上一课的哪里呢？那谁可以去改变它？这所以根本就没有我，但是有一个，当然会有一个法认为有我，然后会想要试着去做什么的，那也是某个法，就是不同的法在各自执行它的功能。
Everyone would like to experience reality withunderstanding, keen, very keen understanding with direct awareness. But it's impossible, not conditioned enough to condition moment of understanding of that level and with direct awareness. So we learn to understand each word deeper and deeper. For example, does any reality appear well now? As in it, reality does not appear as it is.As that which arises by conditions and then fallen away instantly. And that is the absolute truth of any conditioned reality.
有些人会很自然的就想要很快有的觉知能力跟智慧哦，这是不可能的，因为并没有那样子的条件，并没有那样子的条件。
So the path or the only way is to...develop understanding by conditions, not by anyone at all.
这句话非常重要哦。我们所谓的正道呢，并不是由一个人、由一个我去建立的，因为其实只有法在生灭，是因缘条件的生灭，所以这个是最困难，而且这是最必要的坚定的了解，才有办法去建立智慧哦。
Even a moment of listening with understanding is the way.To have better and better understanding of the truth right now.
我们说的讨论啊
Is this not the way?
这句话的意义、I'm sorry, John.
Is this not the way to understand whatever appears now? From moment to moment with understanding of the teachings of the Buddha. So no other way.
难道这不是这个道路吗？没有其他的方式了，这是唯一的方式哦，就是思考佛陀的话对真相的描述是什么，才能够培养真正经验真相的条件。
No matter what way one tries so very hard, it doesn't bring any understanding of this moment at all.
不管你多么努力的去试着要做什么，做这个做那个，都不会帮助你了解现在正在出现的法的特征的真相。
Can anyone find another way to understand reality right now, which is appearing?
有谁可以找到另外一个方式，另外一条道路来了解现在正在出现的法吗？
Why? Because it's gone very rapidly.
不可能的，它已经过去了。
But even so, the highly developed Panya can directly experience it. That's the way to eradicate the idea of self.Absolutely.
那么了解它升起就立刻灭去这件事情呢，是由非常高的智慧来了解的。 它是可以，它是可能发生的，它是可以逐渐累积的。
So it depends on the moment of understanding the truth of this moment.
但那样子的智慧也要从现在开始了解正在出现的法，去思考现在验证正在出现的法。
I think that when Joanne asked her question at the beginning, she said learning to understand Dharma is the start of samsara, but actually it's the start of the way out of samsara, because samsara is the arising and falling away of realities that make up life, and the only way that out of samsara, out of the continuation of the rising and falling away of realities, is through the understanding of Dharma.
那么当我们说学习佛法用停止轮回啊，那事实上不是停止轮回，是从所谓的轮回呢，就是有现在正在生命的五蕴，那是离开这样子的状态 ，out， 就是脱离这样子的五蕴的生命，脱离轮回。
As Jan was stressing right from the very beginning, it has to be the understanding of dharmas as anatta, because if it starts with the idea of what can I do, and I can follow these rules or these practices, it's actually the wrong way that makes it harder and harder to develop the understanding of the path, which is the way out of samsara.
那么就像老师提醒的哦，从一开始在建立正道就要很正确的了解诸法无我，那可是我们会习惯有一个我想要去做什么来累积智慧哦，所以这个是错误的道路。诸法是无我的，所以并不是由我来建立智慧的。
That's why it can actually be said it's better never to hear the Dharma than to hear it in the wrong way with the idea of I can practice, I can do. Because the idea of I can do, I can practice just leads down the wrong path. The Buddha taught about the right path and the wrong path. They both have understanding, they both have thinking, they both have awareness, they both have concentration. But one path is right, 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 and the other is wrong, wrong, wrong. So when it's the idea of I can do, I can control, what shall I do next? It's the wrong path.
错误的道路哦。那么如果学了佛法是错误的练习，因为我想要得到什么，这个比不听到佛法还糟糕，这个宁可没有听到佛法，因为由我去想要做什么来做这个做那个的时候，这条错误的道路是更危险的，因为它是离正确的道路越来越远，越难接受什么是正道。
So the right path is not the thinking I should read a book at the end of this discussion, or I should attend so many Zoom meetings, or I should go to visit someone, but it's right at this very moment of seeing now, hearing now, beginning to understand and get used to the truth that these are dharmas arising and falling away that don't belong to anyone, and that there is no music concert, there is no body, there is no conjoined twin. There are just moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking.Arising and falling away throughout the day.
那么，如果认为我们佛法讨论完就应该要多读一点佛法的书，就应该要去怎么样怎么样，那其实并不是正确的道路。我们现在就要知道，现在任何状况下有在看、有在听的时候，我们开始去了解这些都是法，这些并不是我。这个真相呢，是在任何情况下都是真的。
So no matter what the circumstances of life are that we think about in a conventional way, in the music concert or in the ocean or sitting in the living room, there are just these different realities. So the understanding can only ever be at this moment, no matter where and when. And beginning to appreciate this is the beginning of the right way.That these are just different dharmas that arise and fall away by conditions. No one there, no thing there at all.
之前讨论过的，不管是连体婴啊，或者是音乐会，或者是游泳啊，这些都只是情境故事而已，都是因为有法，有法的生灭才会有这些情境故事哦。但是我们要了解的真相是，现在不管出现的是什么法，它都是因缘的，它是 condition 的，它都是有条，它都是有它的条件升起的。那也只有这样子，智慧才有可能培养，才有可能在这一刻升起。因为智慧是可以了解真相，如果这一刻从来没有去思考这些法，那么智慧又怎么有机会升起呢？
If there is to be the arising and development of awareness and understanding, it will happen by conditions, not by our wishing it to be so, nor by our doing something in order that it might arise or occur.
那么如果说在某个时刻有升起觉知或智慧呢，那也是因为因缘条件到了，并不是因为谁，并不是因为你希望怎么样，或者是你做了什么，那是因为他升起的因缘条件有被培养了。
And the Buddha did explain something about those necessary, the conditions that are necessary for that awareness and understanding to arise.
所以那到底什么样的条件要去培养才能够升起觉知跟智慧呢？佛陀是有讲的。
He said that there needed to be the hearing of an explanation of the true nature of present moment reality in order for that understanding to arise. It cannot arise by virtue of one's own effort or deduction.
第一个条件就是能够听闻，就像我们现在在培养的，能够听闻真相，这些因缘条件升起的法的真实本质，各个不同法的真实本质，他们各自的特征以及他们共同的特征，那去了解这件事情，不是由我们不可能去想象，也不可能去推测出来。
And the reality is explained by the Buddha is very deep and very subtle, so it cannot be understood. There cannot be awareness and understanding of it just from a brief exposure.To the Buddha's teachings.
佛陀解释传的法呢是非常精深的哦，他不可能就只是这样短短的听了一下，那么就可以就这样子培养出非常高层次的高度的觉知跟智慧。
Rather, there has to be frequent and prolonged exposure to those teachings and reflection on the true meaning of them before.Awareness and understanding can be developed.
它必须是蛮长时间的这样子不断的闻会去思考去思会才有可能觉知才有那个条件升起正念思念住才有那个条件升起
So although there are no things to be done, but there are conditions and factors that need to be fulfilled.
所以虽然没有什么事情要被去做但是是有一些条件要被去满足的，这个是不一样的。
So if there is interest in the Dhamma and an appreciation of its value and confidence in what the Buddha said about things, then in time awareness and understanding can develop.
如果是自然的对佛法是有兴趣的，然后也非常的感激啊 ，appreciate 听到的这些佛法呢，那对这个信心呢也越来越深。这样子的不断的坚持升起的条件。
And let us find out the truth. Why does one want to be out of samsara?
Could you say that again?
Let's find out the truth of why does one want to be out of samsara? Why?
嗯哼，老师是反问。
Yeah.
老师是反问，是为什么？为什么你想要脱离轮回？
因为在这个会有一些困扰，因为佛陀就是开宗明义就说我们要脱离轮回，然后我目前感受到就是生命中是有苦的，所以想要脱离轮回。
嗯哼。Because of dukkha, and then because the Buddha encouraged to be out of samsara.
You see that who knows the absolute truth of the dukkha? Now, The dukkha of samsara is now, this moment. So what is better, to be out of avicca or just to know what samsara is and try to go away from it?
有谁可以在现在这一刻知道什么是苦圣地呢？那么去脱离无明比较好，还是就只是想要离开轮回？
老师应该是想教我要脱离无明，因为苦圣地是由我来解释的，也许当我长智慧了，我就不觉得它是苦的。
It's better to be away from avijja, eradicate avijja.
So we cannot say that there is enough understanding of dukkha, because what is meant for dukkha for ordinary person is just unpleasant feeling.
对，所以我们现在其实一般人来讲并没有真正懂什么是苦地哦。一般人是把不愉快的感受当成是苦，它是一部分没错。
Would you like to be away from pleasant feeling?
你会想脱离愉快的感受吗？
正常来讲不会，但是我觉得这个脱离这个愉快的感受是一个诱惑，它会让我想远离苦，所以如果我用中性的角度来看这个愉快的感受，我就不会想脱离它。如果我知道什么是愉快的感受，就是法，我就不会想脱离它。
所以你是不会想脱离愉快的感受嘛，对不对？
我应该不是应该，是如果当我学习了法之后，我就不会想脱离，因为它应该也不是什么愉快的感受，它就只是一个感受，不会想脱离。习惯上会想脱离，
习惯上会想脱离愉快的感受。
哦，对不起，习惯上不会想脱离愉快的感受。
OK, the answer is no, not to away from pleasant feeling.
So not out of samsara yet.
所以还没有真的想脱离轮回。
Without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking, how come the pleasant moment, the pleasant feeling?
如果我们这些经验会有这些愉快的感受。
But Buddha said that attachment is the second noble truth. It should be eliminated until it is completely eradicated.
但是贪爱呢，对愉快感受的贪爱是第二圣地哦，苦应该要被根除。
If it's not the moment of understanding that dukkha, ariyasatta, the absolute truth of dukkha, it's impossible to think about having less and less attachment, because one doesn't see the danger of attachment. Even now, the pleasant feeling that you like to have.
如果没有真正了解苦圣地呢，怎么会知道贪爱的危险呢？就不会想要脱离它。所以是要真的懂这个愉快的感受也是苦，才会知道它的危险，才会想要根除。
So as long as there's not yet the direct understanding of the dukkha, the arising and falling away of this moment, it's impossible to think about getting away from samsara.
所以除非已经真的直接智慧可以经验法的生灭哦，升起就灭去哦，那真的了解什么是不值得，什么是苦哦，是不可能想要脱离轮回的，是还是会想要有愉快的感受的，是会愿意不想脱离愉快的感受的。
So the I just want the I to be happy and pleasant all the time, not knowing that it's just very very short moment and then completely gone, never to return, anatta and sunyata.
那么我这个我的概念呢，总是在要我能够快乐，能够开心愉快哦。那并不了解这些愉快的感受也是瞬间就生灭了，他们是阿那达无我，还有苏那塔，它是空。
That's why seeing the benefit of banya, that should be just live to understand dhamma. That's why understanding the truth of reality, then there can be the moment of thinking aboutJust live to understand Dhamma.
所以我们现在做的就是去听闻什么是法，他们的对这个法真相的描述，才能够真的去了解它，慢慢的去了解它。
By then, when it's truthful to the truth that samsara should be not no more. One should go out of samsara.
我们对真相也要有诚实哦，就是说当然对真相诚实也是需要智慧啦，就是这、就是另外一个真相波罗蜜，我们待会可以再解释一下这里。
As long as Panya does not directly experience Lopa, there can never be the understanding of the danger of Lopa enough to be out of samsara.
如果智慧没有了解什么是贪爱，那是不可能能够根除贪爱，然后脱离轮回。
So just live to understand the Four Noble Truths.
所以我们活着呢，是要学习了解四圣谛。